Sports.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five. Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though. So.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Invisible man, I'm the invisible man.
Incredible how you can.
Visible. That kind of surprised me. But then again, this headline, as we start today's Robert Scott Bell Show, we're talking about...
How could it not surprise you? It was invisible.
It was invisible. I know. And you know what else is invisible? Three-quarters of the flu. That's not the flu. That is such a... Yeah, that was an appropriate little crossfade there, Super Don. Thank you, Tom. Invisible man, the invisible flu, the invisible virus. We are so messed up as a culture when it comes to medicine, when it comes to disease, that we don't even understand. And I say this, collective we. Wait, Robert, you're not a collectivist. Well, I'm just using the language at this point for a great purpose, and that is to diffuse once and for all the lies and nonsense coming from the CDC and the vaccine industrial complex about flu and flu shots and mercury within them. We are absolutely insane as a species that we bought into the lies of the germ theory. That viruses are the cause of disease, for instance. When in fact, they can't be. They can't be. I said that. They cannot be. Now everybody's going to be either just yelling at their radio or computer. Or
stop
tuning
yelling
us out.
At me, man. Stop man, yelling.
I just joined up to the Robert Scott Bell Show to listen to some happy platitudes about flower medicine. Well, we'll get there. We'll get there, right? We'll get there. Three-quarters of people with influenza don't show symptoms.
Oh.
Now, yeah, this is according to the United Propaganda International, UPI, and it's a promotional piece for more flu shots. That's the interesting thing. How is it that they can read this article and think, oh, my gosh, we need more flu shots, when what this article says to me is we need no flu shots? 75% of the people with influenza don't show symptoms. That begs the question, does it not? If there are no symptoms to influenza, what is influenza? Do you have the flu? Well, yes, I have. Tell me your symptoms. I have none. Wow, that must be an horrible flu. But wait a second. You have the flu, you have no symptoms. What is the flu if you've got no symptoms?
Right.
What the hell is that? Is it just me when I see that headline and go, there's something wrong with this picture? Super Don, help me out. Tom, you could chime in on this. I know I'll make sense of it in a moment, but I just want to give a chance. Pause, breathe. What did he just read? Three-quarters of adults with seasonal and pandemic flu do not exhibit any symptoms.
Right.
Researchers,
so basically, I like the term they say that the reported cases of flu are just the tip of a large clinical and subclinical icebergs. It's just the tip of the iceberg, the reported cases. That is just a widespread. Everybody has the flu.
Yes,
but
that's
only,
right.
That's right. Everybody has the flu.
It's just in 75% of us, it's invisible.
That's right.
It comes with no symptoms. So get your shot now. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Just wow. There's a lot of just wow moments today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I think. Do you see this, by the way, Super Don? Did you see this? And I haven't followed it. I just got word that on InfoWars or What is the show that precedes me? Dude, I'm so sorry. I'm just not, my head's not there. Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That Anthony Gucciardi guy was just outed as trying to, you know, steal the show or something. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. Some major.
Oh boy, here goes the rumor mill. Anthony Gucciardi is trying to take over.
No, I don't think it's a rumor mill. I think they got him on tape. Yeah, they got him on tape.
Oh man.
Yeah,
so
I don't have any.
Call this? It would be called Gucciardi Gate.
Gucciardi Gate. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't investigated it, but I have a good authority that something's up. Something's rotten in
I will Denmark. Attempt to find out here as we're moving on with the show here. I'll get some breaking news if I can find it.
Okay, yeah, we want to acknowledge it because we know we have a lot of listeners from Alex Jones that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that's cool. We appreciate Alex and all that he's doing out there. Don't want to see anybody sabotaging him if that's the case, but let me know. Let's see, what else we got going on today? We are going to revisit the integrity of water. Because at least that's got integrity. Unless you're in Illinois, where they're applauding all of you municipalities that are keeping up with the fluoridation, which could explain Barack Obama and other crony criminals from Illinois and their ability to corrupt what is left of this Constitution. Again, I'm not just picking on Obama. You know me when we kind of take it out to a broader perspective there. But I really wanted to open with this. And by the way, there's another great article up at robertscatbell.com. From John Rappaport, also about the flu, just this morning. Welcome to the Medical Matrix. The flu isn't the flu. You know, this relates to another aspect of the story where the medical authorities acknowledged in peer-reviewed literature that, you know, it was about 16% of all flu cases were not actually had the flu virus. Is another thing. If you remember us covering that, that was another kind of head-scratcher on the flu. It's so devastating. It's so dangerous. That everybody has it, but, well, no, actually only 16% of everybody has it.
It's hard not to laugh at this story. I mean,
I'm telling you.
So what do you do with that? I mean, everybody has it, but only 18% show
or
symptoms.
Or less,
yeah. 77% of these infections show no symptoms, and only around 17% of people with confirmed influenza visit the doctor. So
yeah,
the remaining percent, what are they supposed to do? First of all, as you pointed out, do they really have the flu?
Do they have it, right? Well, of course, now they can say that they do have it, but they have no symptoms. They're asymptomatic flu carriers. It's like they become, you know, a million gazillion typhoid Marys. And so,
in other words, they have it, and they are contagious, even though they're showing no symptoms. So therefore, if they don't get the flu shot... But wait a minute, if everybody has the flu, how can you give somebody the flu if they already have it?
There you go, asking good questions again. And see, the insinuation here of this article is that since everybody's a carrier, you're not responsible unless you get vaccinated. This is the play. This is the medical collectivist play to acknowledge that you are not an individual, you are a collective, you are a moo cow, and unless we get 95% of you to get your flu shot, everybody's going to die of the flu. Oh, wait. 84% of you will never know that you had the flu because it comes without symptoms. And then I go back to, something we've discussed, and again, it's encapsulated in Rappaport's latest article at robertscottbell.com. In December of 2005, the British Medical Journal published another shocking Peter Dulcey report. Remember Peter? We haven't had him on in years. Mm-hmm. Keep trying to track him down. It created tremors throughout the halls of the Centers for Disease Control, where the experts used to tell the press, what, that 36,000 people every year in the United States die from the flu. Was it true then? No. Is it true now? No. According to the CDC's own statistics, influenza and pneumonia took 62,034 lives in the year 2001, a flu space odyssey. 61,777 of which were attributable to what? Pneumonia. And 257 to flu, and in only 18 cases was the flu even present, the virus positively identified. This is the big scary? No, what's big and scary is that the American public has been so duped by the Centers for Disease Creation all of these years, now well over a decade or beyond. Bing, bang, boom, it's done, it's over. Can you see this? They are lying to you. After all of those deaths, they made the assumption that pneumonia was caused by the flu. But no, pneumonia is caused by a lot of things. And in all of the flu and pneumonia deaths that they try to lump together in that year, 18, only 18, 1-8, you can count it on hands, two sets of hands. Less than 20 fingers.
Hands and toes. Hands and feet.
Hands and there feet, that's right. Yeah. You can count it on your hands and feet and still have a couple of toes left over. Only 18 in the year they claimed 61,000, 62,000 died of the flu or flu-related complications. 18 were validated and verified to have any sign of this influenza virus. Not 36,000, 18.
18.
Yeah. So between 1979 and 2001, CDC data show an average of 1,348 flu deaths per year, the range from 257 to 3,006. And again,
you know, I love statistics. You know this mm-hmm. one, especially when it comes to the death statistics. And
right.
and
mm-hmm.
I'd be willing to bet you would find something as absurd, although it is real and it is recorded in statistics, people probably dying from falling out of bed more than people dying from the flu in that period of time.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That this is
by coconuts falling out of trees.
But this is
more.
See. But this is the reason why the vaccine cultists will use that very same argument against you to say, you know, because the people that don't like vaccines will say they're dangerous, and then you'll be poo-pooed away. Ah, oh, no, they're not that. Oh, it's driving is more dangerous, but you don't not drive because you're scared you might get hurt driving. This is the kind of crap that they throw at you. When one has nothing to do with the other. One is injecting toxic medicaments that you wouldn't drink, including mercury, which, by the way, we have a breakthrough from the Natural News Forensic Foods Lab today. We are going to talk to, we're going to talk to ourselves about it, unless you want to call in.
We do that quite often. We're not mental, we promise.
866-939-BELL if you want to talk to us. But yes, Mike Adams, another breakthrough in finding out foods that we can eat to block the dietary absorption of mercury. Very, very cool stuff. Also, Fox News covering positively natural medicine again. What is going on over there? What's gotten into Roger Ailes? Soy relations to autism and seizures. Saturated fat is good for your heart. Wow. We're going to do some more Robert's Water discussion with Paul Berrettiero. There's fluoride stories out of Illinois. Could praying and refusing drugs get you locked up in the loony bin? Yeah. Are you compassionate with the homeless? Are you compassionate if you're a libertarian, or are you a hypocritical libertarian? Wow, there's a lot of good stuff to talk about. You want to talk about them with me? We're on right now. RobertScottBell.com, streaming live through NaturalNewsRadio.com, and our lovely and wonderful syndicator, GCN, GCNLive.com. Back with aromatherapy after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, the extension 130.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days. April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, everybody, quiet your birds. It's time for the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's right. Don't be hearing no chirp, chirp, chirp in the background. It's time to get a message of health, freedom, and healing liberty out to the people who are ready to hear it. And we know some folks are not. Some folks are really mad at me in the libertarian community because I'm not a medical collectivist. We'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah. One last thing, if I can say this on the Invisiflu. Invisiflu, I think, Super Don, you came up with that idea. It's Invisiflu.
That's right.
New and improved.
Don't know
you
what's
can't
there.
See it. You can't see
but
it, but we're
got
gonna,
it.
Yeah, and we better inject you for the Invisiflu. But, listen, the point is, with this headline, three-quarters of people with influenza don't show symptoms, then what the hell is it, right? This goes back to the emotional knee-jerk reactions when we say the polio virus doesn't cause polio because they haven't even isolated one single virus that says this is the thing that causes it all the time. And if they have and they claim it, then how come in 99.9%+ of the cases of polio where you have it, you have no symptoms? Or the symptoms are as mild as a sniffle. I didn't know I had polio. I just had a sniffle. I thought it was a little cold. You follow me here? I know that's too hard to understand because too many people have been indoctrinated into the concept of the germ theory. The germs cause disease. If I sneeze on you, you get the Invisiflu. Period. End of report. We'll keep revisiting this until everybody gets it right. All right. We do not grade on a curve either because I've got my rest last night. No birds woke me up. Kudos to Tom
inside
on board.
There. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we got? We got more good news in the mainstream media. The media that the liberals love to bash, Fox News. What is going on with Roger Ailes? Not only does he have Carol Alt, a healthy you on there doing great work, and by the way, TMBRSB on there, if you haven't seen the videos, they're linked up. But now there's another story about natural medicine, and according to the headline, you'd think they're bashing it, but here it is. Fox News headline reading, how aromatherapy can improve your health and how to use it effectively. Yeah, it's not a boo moment. It's a
are
yay moment.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they did a positive piece
aromatherapy.
Yes.
What's next? We need to start a pool like here on the show as to like when will they do the next story on something? I mean, pick something way out there like energy medicine of some sort. I mean, could you imagine if there's like an article next week on Reiki or something?
Right. Yes.
You know, I would sit here and go, no, that'll never happen. But at this point, I'm beginning to wonder.
Fox and Reiki medicine. No, wait, what? Wait, listen, this is really amazing. It is. Now, we're not saying wholesale lock, stock, and barrel that Fox News has suddenly come over to the light side, because we recognize that the mainstream media, with certain interests that it has, are always going to be corrupted. It's just the nature of media at that level. But as we said, we do acknowledge good works in that realm of the media when it is done, even if it were to happen on MSNBC, which, by the way, did not happen today on MSNBC. I caught a little bit of the news. They had not one of their morning news shows. It wasn't Rachel Maddow or anything, but one of their just regular news things that happened late morning. And it was about, oh, my gosh, they're going to clamp down in Colorado the proposal to make it harder for parents to opt out of vaccines for the kids. They're going to make you take an online course, pass a test, then go to a licensed doctor. That doctor can indoctrinate you, hopefully, to not vaccinate, right? And so they brought on a bioethicist. And, the talking head woman asked the bioethicist. Bioethicist was all about the bioethics of vaccinating, how ethical it is. And everybody should, and we should make it harder for parents to refuse. I don't see how that's ethical, except if you're a medical collectivist, and that's the point of where we will be going in a little while. But to Fox News' credit, we've been following for the last couple of months at least, and they have been story after story after story putting out positive, supportive messages about natural medicine. This one done by Jacqueline Silvestri Banks about aromatherapy. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and it is also blasted out through Twitter and at my RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media, and of course on the Facebook and all of that. Aromatherapy. Wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I mean, it's just insane. And this is actually the second article that I've seen by her, and I'm sure she's done more, where, again, I mean, they are bringing on people like Jacqueline Banks, who is a certified holistic health counselor.
Mm-hmm.
She's organic and promoting clean living.
Wow.
I don't know. People are probably tired of hearing us sit here and go, what? Huh? I don't understand. I'm speechless. But it's true. I mean, this is great. This is great.
Don't shoot the messenger. Fox News put it out. We're just acknowledging it. Oh, by the way, Essential Oils, they will be on tap this Friday night at the Windhorse Theater in Eustis, Florida, where I will be appearing, bringing the power to heal back to you in person. Come on out. Go get Unlock the Power to Heal while you're at it. TMBRSB's new book, Rockin' and Rollin' the Health World, Soy Formula and Seizures and Autism. Is there a link? Could it be another moment of da-da-da-da-da?
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive. The masked man who outsmarted you on your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yeah, we're taking it out all over planet Earth thanks to naturalnewsradio.com. The Health Ranger, and of course right here on GCN, our syndicator around the world, UK Health Radio, Digital Radio 103 Down Under. And we're having a blast doing it because I got some rest. I'm recovered. Does anybody do a Austin Powers accent? I got my mojo back. How do you do that?
No, we'd probably have to recruit Liam for that one.
I know. Where's Liam? When you hadn't heard from him in a while, he's been busy. But anyway, glad to be here. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Unlock the power to heal. And avoid soy formula for your babies, whether they have autism or not. Here's a story off of Medical News Today. University of Wisconsin, Madison. Let me see this right. A University of Wisconsin, Madison researcher has detected a higher rate of seizures among children with autism who were fed infant formula containing, guess what? Soy. soy protein rather than milk protein. Yeah, there we go again with the soy. Study found excess seizures among girls and in the total sample of 1,949 children. Soy seizure reached borderline significance among boys, who comprised 87% of the children described in the database under study. Here we go. Vaccination link to autism. It's primarily where the gut is damaged first. Yes, there are heavy metals coming in, which are not so good, of course, to the brain and the nervous system. But the long-term implications are when you destroy the epithelial barrier from the outside world to the inside world, all bets are off. All the things coming in from the environment. And this is where all of those studies coming out that we've been covering recently about the environmental impact on the manifestation of autism. In other words, environmental pollution. It's pollution. It's pollution. It's not vaccines. It's pollution. But I've said so many times here on the air, what is a vaccine? It's pollution. It's pollution concentrated in a syringe under the guise of medical science, and they inject it directly into little Johnny and little Susie. And more little Johnnies than little Susies have not the ability to transform that mercury and other nasty toxins that are excitotoxins in the nervous system, etc., bind them and get them out of the body before they can do their damage. And therefore, you have autism, which is basically the inability to excrete mercury and other heavy metals and toxins out of the body. And so they start throwing in soy, which is not just soy. It's genetically engineered soy with pesticides built right into them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're eating them, they already have a porous gut. The kids don't even have a chance. These undigested macromolecules or proteins from soy, genetically engineered as they are, have easy access to the blood where they don't belong. And now you have electrical activity and havoc within the body because of the blood-brain barrier that isn't there in this case, and because of the gastrointestinal barrier that isn't there that allows for these undigested proteins of genetically modified origin to get in. So this is not a mysterious thing for me. It's interesting they're acknowledging it, but they really don't get into the point of, well, is the gastrointestinal layer intact?
Yep.
Not a part of this.
Well, it's interesting because they actually found this link by accident. They were testing mice, mm-hmm. and they're saying that they replaced, and it's interesting the way they describe this, they replaced the standard lab chow. And I'm thinking, chow. Mice chow? Mouse chow? I've never heard of mouse food being referred to as chow. But anyway, they replaced the food, which happened to be made with soy, with a different food that came from a dairy-based protein,
mm-hmm.
and reduced the seizures of the mice by 50% just by changing the food.
Right. Again, inflammatory compounds within the food. Food matters. The quality of the food, the source of the food, whether it's genetically modified, whether it has pesticides. I mean, come on. This is fundamental to who we are as a species unless you're a God eater and you don't need to eat food. And I haven't met you yet, at least that I know of. You didn't know when I said, hey, I don't eat food. I don't drink water. I just get my food from the ethers. And that's impressive if you can do it. I just haven't seen
the
it.
The ethers?
Yeah. That's
an ether sandwich.
Mm. Ethers? No, ether chow. Ether chow.
Yeah. By Purina.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Anyway. So, well, we got that, the soy formula, so we've handled that. Heal the gut. Those of you who want to know how to do it, get my book with Ty, Unlock the Power to Heal. UnlockThePowerToHeal.com. It's listed in detail in there with all the adjunctive therapies. Makes it as easy as pie, ether pie,
yes.
to consume and live your life accordingly. Which leads to our next Medical News Today story. And this is something that, you know, if I'm going to get cocky, this would be the time to go, see, I told you so. But I don't do that. At least if I do it in jest. Just fun, right? It's fun, right? We're having fun here. But this is fun in healing. This is something, I wish Jerry Doyle were on the line right now. Because, you know, how many times did I shock Jerry over the years to say, you want to be healthy, eat more fat, right?
Oh, yeah. He talked about that for, God, at least a couple of months after you first told him.
Yeah, and it had an impact. It did. I mean, we keep coming back. He didn't ban me from his show. Robert said, eat more fat. I'm never having him on again. No, he embraces it. He's trying it. He's finding it works, and it's great. We appreciate Jerry very much. And this is only confirming what I also said. Saturated fat does not cause heart disease or heart attacks or atherosclerosis. And guess what? An analysis published in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine – by an international group led by a team at UK's University of Cambridge, included 72 separate studies on heart attack risk, heart risk, and intake of fatty acids, and they found, guess what? No evidence to support guidelines that say people should restrict saturated fat consumption to lower their risk of developing heart disease. They found no evidence. No, we were lied to. You were all lied to. And I've been telling you the truth for years right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You want to be healthy, you must have enough saturated fat in your diet.
Right.
Bing, boom, bang. Can we retire now? Is that it? Is it over? Can we turn it over to Fox News now? We've done our job.
So there goes all of the low-fat, no-fat, non-fat, all of that fat. Started years ago. Years and years ago, they got people started on that. Everything needs to be low-fat. Now we find out how many years later. Whoops.
Eat your stick of butter. Get on with it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Of course, again, we will make the distinction that the saturated fat that I'm talking about, if it comes from animal origin, is coming from animals that you know or should have validated and verified is a clean source, that they're actually fed food that is clean. Or, in the case of butter, things like that, same thing. You know, we talk about the fact that it is possible to raise animals and animal products that are healthy. Look at the amino acid profile and the toxicological profile on One World Whey. This is an amino acid formula from pasture-fed animals, cows. And it tested cleaner than every vegetarian protein powder on the market, according to the National News Forensic Food Lab. So it's not that it's impossible, but we do acknowledge and are concerned about over-consuming in that which could be bioaccumulating negatively, things like mercury and pesticides and other things. But we're going to get to that because we have now some solutions for you in the food realm if you're eating food that may be contaminated with mercury and other heavy metals, specifically mercury, which is a big one. We're going to get to that. Does that make sense? I just don't want to go too quickly on that, but saturated fat is good for you. Have we made that perfectly clear?
And listen, we're not talking about a single study. I mean, they reanalyzed data from 72 separate studies that included over 600,000 participants in 18 different countries. I think we can probably put this debate to rest.
Yes, yes. Now, on to the Daily Poll for a little bit of political healing. This is a story article about libertarian purists. Libertarian on everything except liberty? Oh, that's an interesting title. Because there are a lot of obnoxious libertarians that if you don't agree 100% with their version of libertarianism, you're out, man. We're going to throw you out to pasture, or we're going to put you in. You know, it's like it's kind of a strange concept. If you're really a libertarian at heart and you follow your principles, you'll respect people with different views. You can disagree with them. You know, we make fun of people we disagree with, but that's okay. They can make fun of us, and certainly they do, or they try to. Whether they're successful or not, I don't know. That's up for you to decide. But libertarian purists, it's an interesting concept. Do you have compassion for people that aren't where you are if you perceive your perception of your views, which probably are better than somebody else's? I would say they're not necessarily better or worse, but they're more right for you, wherever you are in your state of consciousness. The problem becomes when those who have different beliefs want to impose those beliefs on you. And I think a libertarian should get that they shouldn't or wouldn't want to impose their beliefs on somebody else, especially not by force or fraud.
That would
or
be
violence.
Libertarian. That would be libertarian, I believe, right?
I think so. And, you know, and then we come to find out that there are some libertarians that don't appreciate the message here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
No.
How dare they? Did you see this on the social networks?
I did.
What happened?
It was kind of a very short, sad moment this morning when I saw this.
We lost a listener today.
Good night.
We're going to miss you, Angela.
Angela is leaving us. She knows who she is. Adieu.
Always sweet sorrow to part.
Or shed a tear. Oh, Angela. Angela writes, I'm an anti-vaxxer, anti-GMO.
She's talking about you.
Talking about me. Bye, RSV. Bye-bye, RSV. Yeah.
Well, Angela, it was fun having you around.
Yeah.
It was good.
So we do have one more slot open for listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you know of somebody who needs to listen to this message, you can tell them we've just cleared a space because Angela has left us. She really doesn't get our perspective on vaccination.
I don't understand. She worked on the Ron Paul Revolution. I assume she's libertarian, at least leaning.
Yeah.
But because you are against vaccines and opposed GMOs, she no longer wants to listen to you now.
Well, see, that's the irony. She has adopted a concept called medical collectivism. And I will bet that she will swear up and down, on her mother's grave maybe even, that she is not a collectivist in any way, shape, or form, except that vaccination relies upon you being a collectivist, because without herd immunity, without turning people into sheeple, there is no vaccination paradigm. The belief is not about individual liberty and your individual ability to prevent disease in your own body. It's about your responsibility to inject your body or your children's body with toxic medicaments you wouldn't drink so everybody else won't get sick.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
All right, you got to be quick. We've already filled Angela's slot out there in the listening audience, so take a number if you want to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll get you in eventually, hopefully faster than the DMV. Now, question, comment of the day. We like to put those in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Hi, Robert. Just thought I'd share this blog post with you that I came across from Sherry Tenpenny's Facebook page. It's written by a mother of five in response to the recent news story. You know, about, if you remember that, I think we covered that briefly. Thanks, anti-vaxxers. You just brought back measles in New York City. Remember that one?
I do, yes.
It was like blaming all the moms and dads who are, you know, don't want to vaccinate. Like, you guys are evil because you don't want to poison your children for the sake of some collective goody crunchiness, right? She said it's such a wonderful and smart response backed up by research. If you happen to talk about this headline, or maybe you already have, thought you'd like some of this information, Rebecca. Well, Rebecca, thank you. Yeah, this is a great little article on a WordPress site, and we have it linked up in the show notes, I believe. Yeah, in the show notes, you can direct link it through questions, comments of the day, or I just put it up on Facebook. Maybe we can get it out also on Twitter as well. But yeah, I mean, this is the thing about these Angela libertarians, that they like the message of freedom, except when it comes to their religion, and they don't know it, but they worship at the church of sci-fiantism. Remember we talked about scientism, Liam Sheff, and you're like, these are intellectual, pinochle games, honestly. I mean, they don't question, they just accept the belief. And the thing is, they'll stand against government largesse, and they don't want the government to interfere in their lives, and they'll completely neglect the reality that the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the government, there's not a separation there, and that it's all part of the same thing. So what are we going to do with this information? Well, we're just going to continue to carry on until Angela makes it back. We'll greet her warmly, and we'll help her out from all of her vaccine-induced and GMO-induced diseases. We'll be here to detoxify you, Angela. If you're still listening, you shouldn't be, but if you are. Just so you know, that's the kind of guy I am.
Listen, she will come back around. There's no way that you can't. I mean, yeah. She will. She'll get it.
But, you know, a big part of this kookiness is up in New York City. You know, they're really cracking down on any. Just try to jump through all the hoops they make you jump through to not get your kid vaccinated in New York City. And now you got the New York Police Department playing these weird games. This isn't necessarily related to vaccines, but you've heard of Freedom of Information Act requests, FOIAs. We've talked about them for years here, and Brian Hooker has used them extraordinarily to get information out of the CDC that they don't want released. But the New York Police Department has redefined what a Freedom of Information Act request is, because there have been some requests to the New York City Police Department to find out what is in their manual that instructs officials how to process those Freedom of Information Act request. And they're saying, you can't look at the manual The materials in the manual about FOIAs are not covered under the state's Freedom of Information law. Which, interestingly enough, yeah.
Wait a minute. So they won't release the Freedom of Information manual because it's not covered by the Freedom of Information Act.
The law. And it's interesting because that word acronym is FOIL. You know, you think, drats, FOIL'd again. You know,
FOIL'd again.
Right. Yes. Freedom of Information Law, foiling your Freedom of Information Act request every which way but loose. We're not going to let you see how we handle and process your requests for that freedom of information that you want. We will FOIL you. So there you go. Wow. If there's another reason to move out of New York City, you've just found one. NYPD doesn't want you to know how it's handling the Freedom of Information Act request. And I assume
the irony.
Yeah,
the irony.
I assume that the NYPD is talking about things that are requested specifically of them and their department. You know, we don't want you to know what we're doing in terms of this request for some information here. This could potentially expose one of our officers that may have done some wrongdoing, and we don't think we want to handle that one. I don't know. Is that in the manual? I mean, you have to be suspicious when they say we're not releasing how we manage these things. That's all I'm saying here.
What could they possibly have to hide in a manual simply just on how they handle Freedom of Information requests?
I know, but that's the thing. I can speculate and go, it just doesn't sound good. It doesn't look good.
Well, and that's the thing. When they hide something like that or they don't allow you access to it, that's all you can do is speculate, and that is where problems begin. They should just show it.
Right. Exactly. If you're up in New York City and have a link to the NYPD, let us know. I mean, we support the cops when they do right, enforce the law and protect the peace, if you will. But it doesn't sound like that's what they're doing at NYPD with this story. Hey, next hour, what do we want to do? We already did InvisiFlu. Let's do something that's visible, like mercury. Let's prevent mercury absorption. Let's stop the fluoride in Illinois and everywhere else. Paul Barrichiaro joins us to talk about Robert's water. Some compassion, some praying, some natural medicine. What about Kevin Trudeau? That too. Why? Because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.